Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter. Speaking of quality, you see our new name badges that they did for us?
Wow, and Dom personally delivered those too. They look wicked sharp, and I like the fact that there are no pins involved, so yeah. I'm not going to, like, stick myself.
Right, they're magnetic, and they're really sharp-looking. So that's one of the gazillion things, one of the many things that Downeast Graphics and Printing can do for your business, where service and quality matter.
And today on City Scene, we welcome Ellsworth Deputy City Manager Sarah Devlin back to the community studio. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
And today we're going to be talking about the long-range planning tool known as Ellsworth's Capital Improvement Plan and what it means to us right now, today, and what it will mean to us tomorrow.
Yes, this is very near and dear to my heart. I've spent the last 18 months developing this plan in collaboration with other city staff and a consultant that we brought on board to assist us. So as part of the FY27 budget process, we completed the comprehensive capital improvement plan. It's the first of this kind that we've done in several years. It's really taking a comprehensive approach at what the needs are for investments in our assets within our city. So the CIP was developed through a collaboration among the city departments, and it included an inventory and assessment of municipal facilities, transportation infrastructure, our roads, some sidewalks, our fleets, our parks, our utility infrastructure and technology, and any public asset really that the city is responsible for. So that included more than 220 assets that we identified that need to be addressed, replaced in the next 10 years.
Wow.
So it's a big undertaking. And now the important work of how we prioritize those and really start to be intentional about investments to make sure that they don't fall into more disrepair.
All right. So that's the big picture. And in the next break, you're going to kind of dig a little deeper into some of the details?
Yes, we'll get into some of the details and what's next and how folks can get involved and communicate to the city about these plans. We have a public-facing tool that we're going to be using so folks can be looking at these assets and these projects and giving some feedback.
All right. More with Deputy Ellsworth City Manager Sarah Devlin when City Scene continues.
And it's all brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Brought to you exclusively by Downeast Graphics and Printing. Don showed me one of their large printers. It's amazing. You know, you see a printer in your office, you're like, okay. Then you see one of their printers that makes these large yard signs. Holy moly. Hmm. These machines are incredible, and they can do anything for you.
Boy, they do so much there. So many things I didn't realize
that
they can do.
Exactly. So visit them at downeastgraphics.com.
Sarah Devlin is with us, Deputy City Manager for the City of Ellsworth, and we're talking about the capital improvement plan for the city, the roadmap for maintaining and improving over 200 city assets. Sarah?
Yeah, 220 city assets that
wow.
We've identified for the next 10 years that need to be addressed in some manner. So we prioritized them as a staff, and we looked at doing short, mid, and long-term projects. So in the short term, we identified over $20 million in projects that we should be looking at in years one, two, or three to kind of stay on this track of replacements so that we don't see a big bubble in our projects. That kind of where we're at now is that we've kind of deferred investment. So we're at this place where we really have to make some tough decisions about what's next for funding for some of these projects. So on Monday night at the council meeting, we will be discussing and going into detail of these short-term projects, years one, two, and three projects that have been identified. And then the council will have the opportunity to hear how we prioritize those projects and then give us feedback on what they think for prioritization of these projects. And we need to consider things like the existing existing condition, the public safety and regulatory requirements, operational impacts to service and delivery of services, project readiness, alignment with our strategic goals and our visions, and project costs. So those are some things that we need to be considering when we really think about what our project packages are going to be for the next couple of years and what we're going to start investing in and trying to, you know, check some of those projects off that list.
All right.
Is there an opportunity for the public to become involved and to kind of gauge what's going on and maybe voice their opinion on some of the decisions?
Yes, absolutely. So this is going to be kind of the first session of hearing the projects, but we're also going to be posting online a story map, which is going to identify each and every one of these projects. You can click on it, get all of the information, the time frame. That'll be updated throughout this process, and folks can always reach out to me and give me any feedback or reach out to their counselors for to provide it. Information, and I'm sure that there'll be more public sessions in the future, too, on this.
All right. Sarah Devlin, Deputy City Manager for the City of Ellsworth. Thanks, Sarah, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Always great to start my day here.
City Scene, brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.